Dead set heard it all in here. Morning, everyone. It is Thursday, June 23. The Vic Sports Breakfast, Sky Sports Radio. A very good morning to you. Just during the intro then. Pup, could you explain?
It's hard to. Well, good morning, everyone. Good morning, boys. Loz has got a theory.
Not my theory. I heard it on the radio. Well, it must be true.
You heard it on the radio. It's definitely Google. It's Google's best friend. Google knows everything. So what is it? If you can stand on one leg and not wobble
for 10 seconds,
you'll live longer than...
You'll live longer than if you're wobbling. So you'll live a longer life. Less than 10 years...
If you wobble. More than 10 years if you don't wobble.
More than 10 years.
But do you have to be at a certain... Like, if I'm 5 and I can do it, does that mean I only live till I'm 15?
Yeah, I suppose. If you
Or if I'm 90, 90, what if I'm yeah. 90, yeah, 90 and I can do 100. It, I get to 100, do I?
But didn't you say it's an over-50s test?
Over-50s test.
No, so it doesn't...
Okay. Yeah. Oh, okay. So no good me doing it just yet.
No.
Okay, so how'd you go? You look pretty sturdy to me.
Well, I did, but you know how you feel yourself? A little bit of a wobble?
Oh, so maybe you got 7 years in you.
I don't know. Don't tell me that. You know what I'm like.
Yeah, actually, good point. Mate, you'll make...
I'll be worried all show now.
Well, I've got some news for you. I'm very confident you'll live longer than me.
You said that. Why?
Yeah. Oh, I just think you're going to make... I'm definitely not making 100. You'll make 100. Mm. I've got a feeling 77's my number. I'm happy with that. I'm happy with that as well.
Not when you get to 70.
Probably not. Certainly not at 76. But right now at 41... Mm. If they gave me 77, I think I'd sign the contract.
Yeah. So I was probably like you when I was younger.
Yeah. My old man disagrees with me big time.
Yeah, but it always seems so far away too. But as you get older, the years go quicker.
Yeah.
And
But what do you think? What do you think? What's a fair number? What are you looking for? You want 100?
I want as long as I can. As long as I'm getting around okay, I'll be happy. I don't care what the age is, as long as I'm... going good. So, that's what I'm aiming for, as long as I can.
Beautifully morbid.
Is that the
start
way we've opened
today?
Up
Jeez,
today?
It's an early start early to be start. Talking death.
What age are we going to cark it? Love it. Unbelievable. Anyway, Origin, starting to get spicy, fellas. So a bit of chat yesterday. They're a grub, we're a grub, we're all grubs.
Love it. Bring it on.
Bring it on Sunday night. Are
we going to say stink?
No.
Just a little one?
Can't.
Oh, might see
just
a
like
little
a bit
one.
Of, just a bit couple of...
Niggle. Might see a little niggle, few, maybe a punch, maybe.
Yeah,
maybe.
I reckon just a little punch. Just
you know you're going to the sin bin, though. That's the problem.
Yeah, but...
So you don't want to let your team down by doing that. Because if you punch and they don't react...
You go on your
you're
own.
You're gone.
No one's getting punched in the mouth in the State of Origin game and not throwing one back, surely. Nobody on the planet's got that much discipline. If you're getting smacked, you're definitely giving it back. In a State of Origin game.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
When you're
point.
Full of emotion, adrenaline. Yeah. Mate, if someone's clocking you, I reckon you're... Unless you're floored. If you're knocked out, different story. But I reckon you're going
if someone's
back.
Someone's got your arms.
That would be difficult as well.
Yeah, difficult. But look, it's all fun and games. It's a bit of...
I'd like a little...
Bit stick. Of talk.
Am I allowed to say that? Oh, just a little one. I don't see anyone get hurt. But I'd like to see a stink.
I'd absolutely love to see a stink. Yeah. I'll just say it.
Yeah.
There won't be a stink. No. There might be a little one-on-one.
Big
little
heyday, all-in brawl.
Punch here and there, but I doubt whether it'll be the old all-in brawl or the fight that Gal had with Paul Gallen. What year was that, 2013?
Yeah, I think you're right.
2013, Gal.
Changed the rules.
They changed it straight away. Mm.
Hey, pup. We know you won't make 100 years. You'll definitely make 99. Graham from Foster.
Ooh.
After all the 99
Graham,
chat
little sledge, little whack. Have some of that, youngster, at 5:40 a.m.
Fair call.
As I said with my batting buddy, 99's better than zero. I'll take it right now.
Just nudge it down to fine leg for a single, mate.
Any chance of getting one more run? Any chance of a partner's giving me the strike?
You didn't have the strike, did you?
No. I don't remember getting 99 in England. That's...
99 not out.
Yeah.
Mm. Also, this text. Morning, boys. Hope to hear Josh Reynolds on the show this morning. What his next move is after leaving Hull FC. Great to listen to. He may be coming on for one of your spots. Cheers, Doc. He will be on. I've spoken to Josh a couple of times this week. Spoke to him last night. And it's all gone through. So Hull FC confirmed that Josh Reynolds has left the club with immediate effect. Essentially, the club... Josh signed a 2-year deal.
Yeah.
He had an option for a third year, but he was always, he signed for 2 years and the club asked him, he'll tell us obviously more about it. He's going to stay on for a third year.
He's into his second year now, right?
Yeah, he didn't
halfway through
to that.
His second year.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. Well, I think they've got 10 weeks left in the season.
You know, the only thing I said to Loz, the only thing I don't like about this is when you get, even if they come to that agreement that no, we're not going to take the option and stay on for the third year. Both parties want to walk away. Awesome. Love that. I don't like how he gets released now. Like, I think he should finish the season. He should stay there. That way he's fulfilled his contract. And it's very clean. He just hasn't taken the option. For whoever's made that decision, I think that would be a lot cleaner way to do it. I don't like how, and I guess I'm sure it comes down to both the club and Josh. If he gets released now, it gives him time to go and talk to another club or whatever. I understand that, but I don't like the look of that. I'd rather, from both parties, finish your contract. Once the season's over, then perfect. Go our separate ways.
Yeah. Well, the club essentially decided with him not staying next year, just
new
wants
owner.
To go. I don't know if it's new. You have to ask Josh that, Loz, but certainly the owner wants to go in a different direction.
Mm.
So I think they're on the verge of signing a young player from Castleford in the halves.
But is he coming? He's not going to come this year, is he? The young kid that they're going to sign.
Don't think so.
So again, I did, that's you know.
But they, well, we do it out here in Australia, but I think they do it on a regular basis in England. Like they
do you have a choice as a player? Like, can Josh say, no, I don't want to go now. I want to finish the season?
No, not really.
If they say it's...
Well, they say, mate, there's your money, go.
Yeah, you don't get a choice.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you can go on then.
Do you know what I mean, though?
Yeah, I agree.
Just think the look of it for everyone, for, you know, both parties. And but it's just the contracting again that I got beef with, you know?
But, you know, he might pick himself up another club till the end of the year and gets paid again.
So, yeah, okay. So he could go play.
Oh, he could play and get
in the same competition for another opposition team for the rest of the season.
Pick up 10 weeks' pay somewhere if he wanted to, or he might come home. I don't know. We'll ask him.
Josh coming up in about half an hour's time, just a little bit less then, actually. G'day, boys. Tip today. Race 3, number 14, Tintuki. Big odds, expecting very bold showing. Cheers, Paddy. That's a Gosford today, by the way. And it's $14 the win, $4 the place for those who want to follow Paddy in. Race 3, number 14. Well, I got a tip for you.
I got Saturday, news for you as well.
Raw Ramwick. Race 4, number 11, down the bottom of the weights. Might have had a bet on it last night. Pretty wild.
Yeah,
she's Kathy in. O'Hara, Barrier 2, $4.40 with Tab. Let's go straight from a maiden into Saturday grade,
well,
if you don't mind.
That's what I was going to say. Chris is he's not, well, he's certainly, he's never overconfident. He's very...
He's always circumspect.
Yeah, but very much so here. He believes it's a massive step for. I don't think this is the stepping stone he would have preferred, but I think he's okay to put her in the race, see how she goes with zero expectation. But yeah, it's not what he wanted to do. I think he's saying he didn't really, what he wanted to do wasn't going to pan out. So he's willing to take a bit of a risk or a bit of a jump to see how she goes, but just have very low expectations.
I got mail too last night in the same race.
You're kidding.
A mate of mine's wife owns a horse in the same race.
Love it. Love it.
Number one.
Cruel Summer. There you go.
So there you go. What's Cruel Summer done, Middo? Anything?
It's a $10 chance trained by Paul Perry. Ash Morgan in the saddle. I've got the right race, don't I? Yeah, I have. I'll come back to you on that. I have to have a look at it. So the owners are confident?
All I got was that text message last night saying, I'm just showing Middo the text message, so I'm not lying.
No, right, okay. Just saying that
his wife,
it's in the same race.
In the same race.
Okay, well...
He wasn't tipping it, but I'm just... I'll see how it goes.
Well, ran second in the midway a couple of weeks ago and won a couple of races before that at Newcastle and Canterbury. So there you go. But I'm on the pretty wild train.
Pretty
paid
wild.
Off on,
very impressive. Very impressive.
Paid off on
up.
Debut.
Yeah, just go steady. Just go steady. Don't go hurting your pocket, Middo.
Okay, and hey, lads, the second and third horse from Clarkie's horses' maiden win have since come out and run 1-2 impressively in a 60K race. So there you go. The form out of your race, and you brained them, is apparently stacking up. Morning, boys. I've heard a whisper that Loz is going to put Pretty Wild into his multi, says Leo. Well, Loz...
Leo, this, if I was here, I would have.
Loz is going on. Loz is going on holidays today, and yeah. Clarky and I are going. We're all off for a week. Basically, we're off next week. So I think there's going to be a very significant passing of the torch today for the multi this week. Stay tuned, particularly after 7 o'clock this morning. Loz might be passing the baton to a special guest multi.
Oof,
for this Friday, guest. Special guest multi tipster.
Fair enough.
Like it. Well,
do you know about this, Loz?
Yeah, quickly mentioned to me yesterday by Will.
I just washed
my hands of it. I said, I don't want nothing to do with the multi. I won't be here. I haven't got time to study form.
Like it.
I haven't got time to ring
Zero
around.
Accountability.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm not.
Unless it wins.
Putting them
then
on
it's
the line
team.
Tomorrow.
If it wins, it's all of us.
That's
you
exactly
know?
Right. Yeah. If I was here tomorrow, I would chuck your horse.
Well, I'm happy you're not here tomorrow.
In
then.
The multi?
I don't think it's ready. I don't think it's earned the right to get in your multi just yet.
Why?
Why would you do that to him?
Well, I would see whether she is a very, very good horse.
She's a baby.
Or an average horse.
She's just, even if she runs last, doesn't mean she's average.
No, that's exactly right. That's a very, very good point. Because when you're a baby,
that's exactly
a
right.
young filly,
yep.
anything can happen.
Okay, back page of the Daily Telly, being Liam Martin. Ever wanted to embrace your inner grub is the headline there with the picture of the Blues all wearing sort of Liam Martin masks, I guess. And he responded yesterday to being labelled a grub by the Queensland media or going on a grubby rampage. He's lapping it up. Says he doesn't mind. He couldn't care less. It's part of Origin. He even said he probably is a grub. Whatever Queensland gives, he'll give it back. Well, at least we've got some life heading into Origin 2.
Well, I'll need to have some life, you know, New South Wales in particular, because the series is on the line. We need to win it, and we need to do everything we possibly can to get the job done. And if that's going to fire them up and get the job done, so be it. But Liam Martin, he plays tough. Obviously, Queensland have picked out a few clips and put it out there in the press to respond to what the Blues were saying about the ruck and, you know, how it wasn't policed properly and New South Wales played too clean. I think the only thing that New South Wales have to be wary of is just going over the top and being ill-disciplined. If they're disciplined and they go about it in terms of their aggression, line speed, hitting with their shoulders, getting in their face, really frustrating the Queenslanders, I think that'll work. But you don't want to be giving away cheap penalties and allowing Queensland cheap yardage out of their own half and, you know, allowing them to get good field position to put you under pressure. So there's a balance there, but I like what's coming out of the camp at the moment. They want to be more aggressive. They really want to test the referee in this camp. And they are going to put it all on the line. And they need to.
Also, back page of the Australian, fiery Felice hits back as Origin war of words erupts over grubby tactics. So Felice Kaufusi again defended himself yesterday after Angus Crichton said that he should have been suspended over the Sam Walker elbow incident, and he says he's not a dirty player, and if people think he is, he can't change their opinions. Cameron Munster went into bat for Kaufusi too. So that, I'll tell you what, it certainly riled him up a bit though, the incident with Sam Walker. He's had a fair bit to say about a Kaufusi in defending himself. I thought the players generally lap that sort of stuff up, but he's spoken a fair bit about the impact it has on his family and his close friends and people close to him.
Yeah, well, the bottom line is, you know, he got off. He got off, so people believe that it was an accident. So that's where he's coming from. He's thinking that, hey, you guys, you want to, you know, put this stuff on me, but when I went to the judiciary, I fought it, I was charged, I got off. And then he's come back with, well, I'll do my talking out there on the football field. I'm not a grub. You can think whatever you want of me. But I'm a family man. Once I cross that line, I'll do what I need to do for the team. But he'll bring that aggression to this Queensland outfit. He'll keep doing what he's been doing. And it just sets itself up for a nice one-on-one battle. We don't see too many of them in Origin. But if they can get at each other... Just trying to think whether Liam Martin may go to the left edge or whether they'll stick with him on the right. Because I think Cam Murray's better suited on the right. Just it worried me the other day down that short side. Cam Murray, left edge. I don't know whether he's got something wrong with his left shoulder, but when he missed that tackle, I was thinking, wow, I've never seen Cam Murray
that was in the Dragons game.
That was in the Dragons game. But he does like to play that left edge. I know he plays in the right edge, and I know he plays through the middle at the moment, but I'm just wondering whether Liam Martin might switch around to the left side and might slot Murray in on the right edge.
In the Herald, Andrew Johns' column, why Freddie's changes can make history repeat. And he's saying that, you know, people are basically jumping up and down at the changes Brad Fittler made. He says it shows strength and pointed to the fact that he's done it before, particularly in that game two back in Perth in 2019 when they lost game one and then smashed the Maroons 38-6 after making a raft of changes for game two. Now, Clarkie, back page of the Australian and the Telegraph, the Big Bash. The Telegraph Big Bash draft to lure stars. Back page of the Australian, the Big Bash's bid to regain its star power is the headline there. So the player draft is happening. It's going to happen late August. They say it's set to be televised as well. Interesting concessions will be made to players who were signed to the United Arab Emirates and South African leagues. These emerging leagues that are set to start and run at the same time as the Big Bash. Yeah. They'll start later. The Big Bash starts in December. These leagues will start likely January.
I think that's because players are already on contract with those tournaments. So what they want to do is not wipe those players and give them the opportunity to come to Australia. Mm. So they're saying even if you've got a contract there or even if you're part of that, South African League or what was the other one, UAE, is it? You can still be a part of the Big Bash. And that's what happens. Some players can come for six games and you work out as a team, are they worth the money? Some players come for the full season. My only concern, look, I think it's great. I think it's something different. Good idea. Hopefully it attracts more overseas players. My concern is still the amount of money you know, that the BBL is offering is, I don't think it's high enough to attract the big fish, particularly because of the length of time the BBL is.
So you've got to condense the tournament.
Well, if you go to the UAE, you play a three-week tournament in Dubai and get paid what the highest player on the platinum contract will get, but in US dollars. Mm. So you're getting really double the money they're offering here for half the time. And the other thing, remember, it's over that Christmas, New Year period as well. So, you know, let's talk about the Indian players, for example. Virat Kohli's not giving up Christmas and New Year's with his wife and child for $300,000 to spend 8 weeks here playing cricket. No chance.
Yeah, it's...
You know, think it's... I like it. Good concept. Worth a go. And you will attract more players, certainly for 1 or 2 years, and then I think you'll find the key is I think the BBL needs to be franchised. That's what I think.
Private ownership.
Definitely. Because that will enhance money. They'll find other ways to pay players as well. Get rid of the salary cap. Hopefully then TV rights go up as well, particularly if a lot of these owners come from subcontinent, which they will. You look at Calcutta Knight Riders, for example. They've got a team in just about every competition. Mm. West Indian League, UAE League, IPL. It'll be the same owners, really. I just think the length of time the BBL is a put-off to overseas players particularly.
So these overseas players will have to nominate how long they're available for before they go into the draft. So the BBL franchises know if they draft this player, he's available for this amount of time. So
you pay per game, really. Mm-hmm. That's how they'll do it. If you're on the highest contract, the platinum contract of, what is it, $340,000, the player will work out what's the value of per game to me. That's how long I'll go for.
But Cricket Australia is then hoping, well, if a player nominates for, say, 4 weeks of the tournament, by that time, the test series is over here in Australia, and that some of those test players might come in and fill the void by those players who leave to go and play, say, in the UAE or South African competition. So it looks like there's a one-day series slated against South Africa after the Sydney test, the last test of the summer in January. That's all but certain to be cancelled.
Definitely.
Which I absolutely hate. I understand that, you know, the Big Bash has got to have its place, but the sacrifice, only because I want to watch international cricket.
Yeah.
I don't want to watch the Big Bash.
Well, Cricket Australia's
too many meaningless matches.
Cricket Australia's got no choice now but to do whatever they can to get the international Australian players, our national players playing. Yes, they've done the draft for the international players, but I reckon more than anything else in the world, they want our national players playing as much BBL as possible. And I understand that. But something has to give. They're either going to turn down international cricket. There's going to be a domestic between Player Association and Cricket Australia, because I can tell you now, the likes of, let's say, Mitchell Stark. He's a good example. Pat Cummins. Mate, if these guys have got 2 weeks off international cricket and Cricket Australia say, mate, you've got to go back and play in your BBL team.
They're going to be happy.
Mate, they're going to go, oh, my hamstring's tight.
Yeah.
I've got a stiff back. Dave Warner hasn't even got a BBL team.
How many games did you play for the Sydney Thunder again?
I played zero BBL games.
Where does it leave the...
For that reason, though, because you've got so much international cricket, and I prioritised that over playing in the BBL. I wanted my body, firstly, to be as fit and healthy as it could be. And if I had 4 days off, I wanted to see my family.
Hmm.
I didn't want to travel to Adelaide to play a 2020 game. So I did. I made that clear in regards to turning down IPL. So that's why I felt fine about it. It wasn't me saying, oh, I'm choosing my country over playing for a BBL franchise. I said, no, I'm choosing my country over playing 2020 cricket. I walked away from IPL. I walked away from BBL. And at one stage, I think I ended up signing a marketing deal for the Melbourne Stars. They knew I wasn't going to play, but I just did all their promotional stuff. And I was okay with that to try and help the competition. But yeah, I my body couldn't handle it. I could not handle all three formats and then playing domestically as well.
The stop-start nature of Sheffield Shield. Was that only because of
COVID?
Or where does this fit into the picture?
It was last year, but there's some real concerns around where. It's a good question,
because you can't start it, then stop it, and then
That's what they start did it again. Last summer.
Oh no, they did that, but that was for COVID.
Mm. And you know the other thing loses. Was how do you prepare for a test match?
Yeah.
We got the BBL playing when you've got, you know, let's say you got an overseas tour, you're about to go to India for a test series or England for a test series, and your preparation's BBL. Or the players in state cricket that get caught up to the international team, they're playing 2020 cricket while the Australian team's playing test cricket. So what happens if you get selected?
Yeah.
How's your preparation? Bowlers only bowling four overs, go into a test match, you've got to bowl 34.
Mm. Yeah, and Where do you put it? Where do you stage it? You can't keep lengthening the season because it loses its relevance.
Well, this year we're well and truly into footy season, weren't we? Mm. So, yeah, it's hard for them to find. That's why I think if they can shorten the BBL, keep it through school holidays, make it about entertainment. Yes, if there's a game available for the internationals, make sure every international player has a team. I think you need to have a team. Because they can do the marketing and promotion as well. You can promote that Nathan Lyons with the Sydney Sixers, even if he only plays one game. But you've got to, I think we've still got to be able to fit, you know, the right first class and domestic cricket into the system that complements what the Australian players are doing.